Yeah.
Welcome back to the Cooked Podcast. It's your boy Lindell next door. I have Zeus with me, Lottie, and Thibel. All I ever wanted was to be the greatest. I love to study the art of war.
Let me stop playing. But yo, for real though, God, welcome back, y'all. We locked in, man. How y'all boys feeling, for real?
Great after that one. Oh my God.
Yeah, that. I totally forgot why I was mad. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh,
I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, because I was a bit mad earlier because we were supposed to have a guest, but you know the guest didn't want to show up, over an agreement, but. So whatever. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah.
I was mad.
We went, like, we called him, and...
Wait, pull up your mic a little bit closer. Yeah, for it.
We called him, and we were like, hey, we're going to send you this contract. Well, like, it's a contract, but it's one
We say page. Agreement.
Yeah.
We say agreement. Because contract is such a scary word. Like,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But it was basically, show up, please. Don't ditch us. Don't forget about us, you know. And then what was the other thing? Like, make sure, like, when we post stuff, like, you just, like, engage with it, you know.
Since you're
on the podcast, like, don't, like, just totally disregard anything that happened. That was pretty much the only 2 points.
It's not even that. It's, like, it's the fact that we was very – well, I was pretty excited to have a guest because it's been forever that we've had a guest here. You know what I'm saying? We had Dallas. And, you know, shout out to Dallas. But having a guest really just stirs up the pot for an episode.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I just was like, I wish it could have, like, been brought about a little bit better. Like
a lot more earlier.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, a lot way more earlier. Like, so we can, like, actually figure out who we're going to bring in next. You know what I'm saying? Like, we so we can have it. I mean, we have a guest next week. It's cool. But, like, you know. It just, what's that word?
Disappointment.
No, it's not disappointment. It's that word of, like, say you have work tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? And you're thinking about it today, and you're like, oh, I can't go to work. I'm gonna have to call out for work. Instead of calling out of work the day of, you can do it the day before. You know, with some time ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Like a grace period.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of like a crazy turnaround time of, like, figuring out, like, oh, mm-hmm. this just happened.
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm going to get off of it. But, I mean, I just was like, you know, I just wish it kind of was, like, sought after a little bit better. Like it wasn't, like, a disrespect thing.
I'm glad this did happen because now we kind of know how to, like,
go about things a little
better.
Like, yeah, for each.
So it's a learning point. It's a learning point. So I still fuck with bro. I mean, I just was disappointed a little bit. Like, it could have been looked at a little bit different. Like, not how it was looked at. So that's all.
Yeah,
that's all type shit. But yeah,
it worked out, bro. It's all good.
Besides that, bro. Zeus made this fire ass breakfast this morning, bro.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, that shit.
Now what was it again, bro?
Because I made like a maple chorizo. For anyone that doesn't know what chorizo is, this is nasty. chorizo basically means Mexican sausage.
Yo.
See what I'm saying? But when I do it, y'all be trying to violate me, bro. I'm chilling.
Nah, this is different. This is different. Nah, this is
different. Y'all was looking for the pause. You said, like, I said, oh, come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, so it's a Mexican sausage.
Yo.
All right.
And basically, I add maple syrup onto it so it could be a little bit sweet. Not so much, but it was so funny, bro.
Nah, we're just going to be looking for that shit every single time anyone speaks, bro.
Yeah. we're just look for it. But go ahead.
Anyways, I added bell peppers. I don't forgot the fucking potatoes.
Yeah,
the potatoes. Bro, tell me how I left the potatoes on in the oven.
Rip.
It actually came out a little crispy. Like, it was good. Yeah. It still was good.
Yeah. I was whacking them bitches with the ranch.
Because I'm going to put my drink down.
Don was fucking it up, too. Yeah. It was good.
So, I added Mexican chorizo. I don't know why I'm saying Mexican chorizo. What I'm saying is, I added chorizo, bell peppers, fucking Parmesan cheese, and eggs. And I was supposed to add potatoes, but I didn't add potatoes because I forgot it in the oven.
type shit. Yeah.
But I mean,
it still was good though.
It still was good. It was solid.
It was valid. It was solid.
Those shits would have been so bust on tacos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. With some tortillas. You know. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you put the meat paws on the tortilla and eat it. So.
it's not me. Okay. So, debate or defend.
debate. You know me. I love a good debate. Yeah, fuck all that.
Okay, so
did y'all actually like it though?
It was gas. It was the
perfect
good.
Start to our day.
It was gas. Yes. Not gonna lie, it was gas.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, but the way y'all fishing for these pauses, I'm not gonna say it.
Nah, go ahead. You might as well.
Y'all gonna actually violate me, so I'm not. And I'm on camera. Nah, that's lit.
But how you be violating us?
He said, beefed up. There was no way y'all was gonna let that slide.
How you be violating us? Yo. I want to hear you talk. So you might as well go ahead and talk.
Nah, no, bro. I'm on camera though. Nah, I'm not gonna get caught lacking. That's wild. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Well, bleep it out.
Nah. Hey, that's the first post I'm gonna see later this week. Lindo saying some outrageous
shit.
Nah,
man. Don't be censoring yourself, bro. Fuck that shit.
I'll bleep it out.
Nah, I'm thinking about how I'm gonna say it without getting violated. Like, that ass.
Bro, like, you worried about balls.
It's okay, bro.
I've never had.
We're not gonna say anything.
I've never had. How do you say it?
Chorizo.
There you go. Yeah.
Nah, like, say what it is.
He said it for me. He said it for me.
It's so funny because like if you're around like Latinos and you say that, they're gonna look at you funny, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
they're gonna look at you funny, bro. That's why when I say it, you guys didn't understand it.
Yeah. But what's wrong with saying sausage? Like, what's up with you?
Oh no, that ain't the problem. That ain't the problem. Tell him what the word is though. What does it mean?
Mexican sausage.
And then I'm gonna say I've never had a Mexican sausage.
What is a Mexican sausage to you?
Food.
If you went out with a Mexican girl or a Hispanic girl in general, and you was Mexican,
yeah,
and that Hispanic girl is like, "Yo, let me get some of that chorizo,"
and I'll be like, "What is it?" Because at first I'm not gonna know what it is,
but now you know what.
I know what it is.
So what do you think it is?
Oh wait, she's telling me that
shorties be using that word to talk.
Oh, they use that.
Yes, they use.
Oh, I didn't know they used that for that.
I'm not gonna lie. If you're talking to like that, come holler at me, bro. What's bro
no. Okay, so now I understand what you said. Yeah. I didn't know they used it like that.
You see how I kind of like I was like a little pause.
Oh,
that makes sense.
All right, now I get it. Okay, all right, I understand it now. What Lethal Shooter be saying? I understand it now. I get it.
All right, what's the debate or
what was the debate? What was the debate though? It was debating or defend something. I literally forgot what it was though.
Homie has his laptop ready. What was it?
I have something else. That was your thing.
Yeah, debate or defend.
It was the album, but we're not talking about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about music right now.
Yeah, we're not even talking about it.
Let's do the list. That list is better.
Okay.
Yeah, because he said earlier he has like a solid list.
I don't know what the list is about.
All right, so we're going to do something a little called a tier list. You know, like.
I think we should make this interesting. So, hold up. Is that your drink?
Yeah, that's my bev right there.
That's his drink.
Shit, I thought we were going to get smizzed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to get smashed. Open up.
That's my fault. It's funny because it's a Sunday and we're getting drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? What's up?
People drink mimosas on Sunday.
Yeah, true.
So,
yeah.
If you're Hispanic, this is normal.
Damn, that was wild.
What?
He said if he was Hispanic.
I mean, yeah, it's normal.
No, I mean, yeah, true. Yeah, no, deadass, he's right. Because, like, I used to work in construction. So, like, all the Mexicans... on their day offs is usually Sundays,
yeah.
So they usually do carne asada, which mm-hmm. is basically like a cookout, mm-hmm. a cookout. And they have like their Coronas, their Modelos, like basically all their beers, and they just get drunk on a Sunday, and then they get ready to work tomorrow.
Yeah, what a great way to end the week, though.
That's exactly what's happening, though.
Yeah, exactly what happened earlier today. I made y'all.
I was gonna say pause that time. I'm not gonna lie to you, twin. That was crazy.
All right, what you got?
So it's the tier list. It's like the S through F tier list.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
For sure. So it's gonna be. I have like all the tiers, but we could just kind of rate what it is, and then just I'll base it on the tier list. But the tier list is gonna be on the podcast. It's gonna be on the bottom screen.
Okay. You know?
Oh, this is gonna be pretty interesting. I like this. Right, okay, cool.
And right, so we are ranking red flags.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, go ahead.
We have someone in the back's like, yeah.
Yeah. Type shit. Yeah.
Wait, but what letter?
S is like top of the food chain.
S is like this is a red flag. And then F is like, I could deal with it.
Wait, because I don't really know my ABCs like that in order, so you gotta really tell me.
What? You for real?
No, like, I'm so for real. Like, you gotta, like...
So he's talking about ranking so ABC. Yeah. Okay. Like, you know how they rank in the Naruto game at the end?
Yeah. How we're gonna do it is I'm gonna say a red flag, and then we'll discuss it, and based of what our conclusion is, I'll rank it on the list.
Okay,
bet. It'll be on the podcast, so they'll be able to tell how far it is.
All right, let's get this ball rolling then. What's up? What's the first one?
So the first one is invested in politics.
That's at the bottom.
Coño, that's the first one?
That's at the bottom. Yeah. What the hell?
So, like,
I'm sorry, that's an F.
That's an F.
I think I should do with our relationship.
F is in, like, what? Like, I'm not talking about it?
F is, like...
You could deal with
like,
it.
Like, that's good.
Oh, I could deal... Oh, no, that's an
like, F. She'll be mad at you if we don't vote.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, because my girl is a huge politics fan. I'm sorry. Hold up. So, okay, I can talk about politics. I can listen to it, but, like, I can't necessarily, like, go out my way and be like, oh, yeah, I'm interested. You feel me? I'll put that like as a C.
Like, is it more like no vote, no coochie?
No, it's not.
No vote, no coochie.
No, I'm just saying.
Because if you don't vote for the president.
Yes.
Oh, no. We're not going to get deep into that.
That's nasty.
No, I'm about to say that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, what's going on in today's world. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm okay with listening to it and, like, understanding it and be like, I'm acknowledging her. You know,
opinions
and shit. You know, so it actually like, interests me, but I can't be like, oh yeah, what's like,
fuck that guy.
Yeah, like, like what's the political
economic state of it? Yeah, also
bro, like, me in school, like I was not a good student. Like I would skip all the time. I could barely even stay awake for like science or even just history. Like I was just not a fan of it for some reason.
This one red flag got us.
Okay, so they're all red flags, but F is one that you could deal with.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, bottom, one, yeah.
So we'll put that one
that's
as like
bottom. A. Yeah, that's a C. I'll put that as a C.
We have a lot of them, so we'll try to get through them as much.
All right, go ahead.
So try not to make the discussion crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My take on it would be. It just depends, you know.
Wait, what does this have to be like a whole like? Because if the letter, so like, okay, if it is it only one person's opinion or is it?
It's all of us.
We have to agree on a ranking.
Okay, cool. So then mine's a C. You,
yeah, I agree. Like a C. It's just like if they're guys, if they're aware.
Bro, that's at the bottom. Who cares?
He's definitely like an S, right?
No, S is at the top.
S is
a like, it, you can't deal with
I'll
it at all.
It, I'll give it a D. How about so like it's Pulse. Good that.
I wanted to say it so bad. I wanted to say it so bad.
I'll fuck with you, David.
Okay. I give it. Like,
the fuck you talking about? You gonna give it a D? You good, my nigga? The fuck is you talking about, bro?
All right.
No, go ahead.
We'll move this one. Okay.
We're gonna move it on, bro.
All right. The next one is lives with their parents.
Lives with their parents.
Oh, it's a college town, so I mean, that's an like, F.
I'm okay with that. No, I feel like that's cool.
She's okay, saving bread. She's smart.
Let's not say we're in college, but. Like when you're like 25, 26.
Yeah.
I know people who are like,
you still figuring out your life.
She could be in her master's degree. She's saving money. Yeah. She's smart.
It don't even have to be a she or it could be a he thing.
Yeah, he could be saving
like,
bread.
I feel like that's a good way to save bread, bro.
Yeah. Hell, you know?
Yeah. If you're going for your master's or some shit, hell yeah, bro. That should take time.
That's an S, right?
I feel like, yeah. Like,
yeah, that's an S for me. Like, I fuck with it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, S is good. Like, you can deal with it.
I feel like I can deal with it.
The only time it's not okay if you're like, 30 out of college living in your mother's
house. Oh, yeah, you're a bum.
Yeah, like, then you're a bum. Yeah, you're elite.
You're still hollering, okay, mom, like from the basement.
No, the
red flags are there. You know, you can see the red flags.
They'd be like, okay, mom, shut up. Like, bro, I hate when dudes be saying shut up to their mom.
No, that's a red flag on its own. I think if you talk to your mom crazy, you don't treat women right. That's scary as fuck. That's weird as fuck.
I'll put this next one in the could be good category.
Like, go ahead. Good, what is it? You know?
Okay. So the next one is choose loudly. Like while you eat.
Choose loudly?
No, I can't do that.
Let me get into it. No,
you're on a date and she's like smacking her food while she eats.
I put it at a D.
It don't have to be. Why is this always be a female thing? I feel like it's always a guy thing.
Guy things too, bro. Guys don't be giving a fuck.
This is universal.
Like, bro, if you eating food, close your mouth. Like, period.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Like, all that loud, obnoxious. It's okay, like, it's okay to, like, you chewing food. Okay, you chewing food. Sometimes people can't breathe through their nose.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my mom can't do that. So, like, sometimes I ain't gonna hold it. I'd be like, mom, can you close your mouth? But yeah. Then she'd be like, but my son, I can't breathe.
Yeah, like, okay, you know, fine, so that's different.
That's fine.
But
that's fine.
If you chewing, you know, obnoxious chew, like, like, you know, I ain't tripping. Like, bro, I'll smack the shit out you. Like, bro, yeah. Stop
that
it.
That shit's
like,
so irritating.
Yes, bro, chill. Like, all right, what was that?
We got that at a D or an F.
Yeah,
some
a D or
some
F.
Some of these
yeah.
are really small.
You gotta zoom in that motherfucker.
That's so. You said.
Yeah, bro, it's so obnoxious. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you all chewing right, like all that? Right, you're grown ass man.
What's the next one?
This next one's funny. All right. Orders chicken, like, a. Fast food at like a restaurant.
Oh,
oh, so like French fries and nuggets.
Yeah, orders that's like the chicken.
Bro, that's all the shorties I know. I ain't gonna lie. It's bearable though. It's bearable though. So I'm gonna put it at a C. I'm gonna put it at a C.
I feel like as like a food head, like that would be.
I feel okay. I feel
if that
like
pisses you off,
hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. I feel like if we're talking about females, okay. Mm. I feel like if females going on a date with a guy that mm-hmm. they don't know, and they're not comfortable.
Exactly.
That I get it. They're getting chicken nuggets and fries. Whoop de whoop.
Keep it cute and shit. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I understand.
But if we,
it should say eat with your hands.
Honestly, I'm gonna put it at an F. I really don't give a fuck what you eat. I ain't gonna lie. It's your body.
Exactly,
like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I give a fuck what you ordering for?
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't gonna eat that shit. I'm gonna eat what I'm eating.
No chitlins or nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna be eating. Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I feel like it don't really matter. No cap.
Cause don't cut that shit around me. If I smell it, it's right. I don't want to smell that shit.
Like, okay, that's one thing. If that's the only thing you can cook. Then, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can cook. And, like, if you got a bigger cooking bag than the shorty, you got to make some reevaluations. You know what
I mean?
I'm saying?
I think. Yeah. But then we're going to get into the whole traditional shit. That's a topic for a different day.
Yeah,
next red flag, bro.
Let's chill out with that one.
Get a good one.
Okay.
These questions have to be universal.
Yeah, they got to be. They are.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to, like,
yeah. Next question, bro. Next question, bro. Come on.
The smacky one was funny though. I go that's I hate that.
No, but
that's
just so annoying to all me.
All right, the next one is inconsistent communication.
Ooh,
I can't say anything.
I'm gonna put that.
That's honestly
this is his
me.
Biggest red flag.
I'm not gonna talk because I'm the worst communicator ever, my nigga.
I'm
gonna
be honest. I have my moments. I have my moments where GGs. I want to communicate about something, and then there's times where I don't want to communicate about something. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I have moments where I'm a good communicator and I'm a bad communicator. It depends if I give a fuck or not.
If I care about what
we're talking about,
then yes.
Yeah. Then yes. And sometimes it's a bad reflection on me because, like, dang, why don't you care about something that they may care about?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's so it's like, dang, all right. But I have moments. That's all. Like,
I think it's just based off of, like, I just generally suck at talking. Like, it ain't even about the emotional aspect.
How you suck at talking to you on the podcast?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say.
I'm talking about with women,
though. They're going to pull that card for
you.
Nah, you be yapping on that damn podcast. The point you know how to talk.
You love in that pocket, but you can't talk to me.
Yeah, on me. Nah, dead ass though.
I ain't gonna hold you. I am bad at communicating.
Damn it,
Zeus. What is this? It's like a fly. Oh.
Sorry. That bitch was fucking with your nose a little bit, Paul.
Yeah.
It was like all in your nose type shit.
It was?
Yeah, it was fucking
with
you.
Y'all didn't see anything?
I didn't see it.
I wanted you. I was looking for your reaction. I really was looking for you like, you know what I'm saying?
David, where do you rank that one at?
Honestly, like, I am all about communication. So,
David is good.
I am, you know.
You can tell David cares about every little detail.
He is.
He's the bachelor of the group.
That's good, David. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But I can tell by you guys, especially this motherfucker, he does not care.
Bro, I'd be really chilling, bro. Fuck, bro.
Yeah. But, like, we'll put it to, like, in the middle.
Okay.
Give it C.
Because I could. It's bearable to me, but that's like a pet peeve.
Okay.
Honestly,
C.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Like, I love my girl. My girl is like all the way. Like, she communicates way better than me. I can't communicate. All
right.
Like,
Zeus is basically saying he's terrible at this shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better at it, but keep going.
This next one. All right. What about constantly late?
As far as like showing up to shit?
Yeah. So, yeah, everything.
Like, I mean, bro, that's just
like, what do you mean? Like, is this up. For you? Is it, this is for, okay.
It just says constantly
late. Right. So. Okay, there's just so many ways. Okay.
Constantly late.
It don't matter what the thing is, she's just gonna be late.
Yeah. No, it could be you. It could be you too.
Yeah, it could be you.
Oh,
constantly late.
I'm gonna give it a C.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like with me, it's like, so I have like a day job. Like, I flip pizzas. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't flip pizzas. I actually you know, prep them. You know, I do the dough, I do the veggies and whatnot. So like me waking up early is hard. So I would get there like my shift's at 10. So like I would get there like at 10:05 maybe most of the time.
That's not that bad. That's not that bad late. Yeah. We talk about like 30 minutes late.
Oh yeah, yeah, nah, late. Nah, yeah.
Like
nah.
I don't know. I don't know. Nah. I don't really know how to like.
I'm gonna give that a C.
I'll be late all the time. Yeah. I'll be late all the time.
I'm gonna give that a C.
But I don't know. I don't really know where to rank that one.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Have you ever tried these Bacardis? Is it good?
I like Bacardi Coquito.
It's good. Oh, Coquito's nice.
The Coquito Bacardi, they make it like actually valid. But
dismissive of your feelings and opinions.
F.
I hate that shit.
F.
I hate that shit.
I don't even know what that means.
It's fine.
Break it down, Lindo.
F for fuck no.
Break it down, Lindo.
What you talking about?
Break it down.
Like dismissive?
Like the whole thing.
He don't know what it means.
I didn't get it.
Zeus don't know what it
means. Dismissive, like when you bring something up and she like brushes it off.
Yeah, like or vice versa. Like she says what's wrong to you.
Like
and
nothing.
You're just like
nothing.
And the whole time you upset about some shit.
Knowing you damn well upset about some shit. Like, nah, it's nothing.
But even it could go into things like you talking about something that mattered to you. And she kind of just like brushes it off.
Yeah, like brush it off. Like don't make it like a big of a deal. Yeah.
Or you're
you know it's fucking.
You guys are arguing about something and you're saying valid points that are why you're upset. And she really only addressed some like certain small shit. You'd be like, yeah, you went outside and you were supposed to take out the trash and then get the pizza, but you didn't even. And she's like, okay, first of all, it was raining outside, so I couldn't have went outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's addressing the small shit out of everything you just addressed. Yeah,
saying the
small,
not even like acknowledging the big picture.
Or like, oh, I did go outside, but you know, like small shit like that. Yeah,
like I did go outside, but I saw Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But nah, deadass, the dismissive shit, bro. At first, I was like, you know, I don't be giving a fuck. So I like, you know what I'm saying? I never really ever care enough to care that much that she's dismissive.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, that's like, you do it one time and you'll never hear from me again. Because I feel like someone will show you their shit and you gotta, it's up to you on whether you're gonna stay or not. And someone being dismissive, you'll know early.
That
like,
real?
You'll know real that early real. If they're gonna do that in the future. So
that real.
I don't fuck around with that shit. You show me a one sign of you being dismissive, you never gonna hear
you
from
me. You see it once, you gotta decide.
Yeah. It's up to you on whether you stay or not, though.
Just gotta like her enough.
And I never do.
Why the fuck is this on here?
What did read it?
Furry.
Yo, next.
What the fuck is that even supposed to mean?
Next,
what is that even supposed to mean?
Because I have an idea, but I don't want to go in.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
I've always seen it in the rave culture, so it's like, I'm kind of used to
it. We talking about armpit hair?
No, like actual like furry, like people wear costume, like wolf like costumes, you know? And like they that's a whole like
next. Yeah, I'm thinking we're talking about armpit hair.
Instant deal breaker.
What?
Instant
furry. I don't know what that is.
I'll show you.
You don't want to know.
We'll go to the raves. All right,
next one though. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Next one.
I'll show you in a bit actually. Mm. But keep going.
Okay. Has a lot of debt. Like a lot of times.
Next.
I have to hear your story.
Yeah. Next.
I have to hear your story.
Because some people just be in sticky situations. So next.
Let's see. I'm trying to find like a really good one.
Furries. What are they?
Furry. Like, yo.
They're not giving me like, they're giving me like fights and shit. What is this?
Furry's a boxer, bro.
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury.
I didn't know that. Ooh, what about this? Refuses to try your hobbies.
Oof.
Refuse.
Like, oof. That's sticky because I know couples that they don't like none of the shit each other do, and they're still like a great couple.
Yeah.
But then there's like some people like, nah, you got to be able to bond
like,
with
where
me
is
something.
That on the scale for you?
Like, I'm gonna put that at a C. It's hit or miss, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
It's hit or miss, bro.
You gotta put that at the top because you gotta think about bonding. When you thinking about somebody that you want to be with for a bit, you know you want to be with them for a good amount of time.
And she don't even want to play 2K?
Huh?
You got to keep
things
interesting.
She don't even want to play 2K?
Most of the time, I can't teach a girl how to play 2K. I get mad easily on that game.
Not even about 2K, but it's just like,
yeah, I was just stuff gonna, that you do. Yeah, right.
Like, stuff that you do. That, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you doing something with some, like, if you going to make an agreement that you're going to be with this person for a minute.
She got to like something you do.
She, dude, make it interesting.
Sorry. I know we're done with this topic, but this is a furry. Like, people actually dress up like that.
Oh, fuck. Mask seekers? Yeah, that's
a, like, this is a furry.
That's an F for me. That's an F for me.
Yeah, I'm going to show the camera.
That's an F for me.
Like some mask singer shit.
This is like cosplay, essentially.
Well, I think I'm going to be so real. I'm not trying to get on this conversation because this is like.
Don't get canceled, Zeus. Next next one.
Don't get canceled, Zeus. Moving on. Okay.
Hey, cool.
Let's see.
Have the what's called a waiting music playing in the middle of this.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
That's like obnoxiously like too accurate.
David having a hard time.
Yeah, he's having a hard time picking this shit. All right. I didn't think these were the questions. Are you done?
No, there's so many.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What about? I got it. Love bombing.
Ooh.
Like what? Always saying love I love you. Bombing. Like always saying love I love bomb. You.
I have attachment issues, so I'm not going to speak on this, but.
You know what love bombing is?
Yeah.
Zeus?
Always saying I love you.
She's always on my body, man.
But like the first like 6 months, like overwhelms you with love.
Oh.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Depends on how you see.
So it kind of throws off the whole like race.
I don't know. I feel like with me, it's like if you want to love me, it's like, it has to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying just because like. I don't know how to explain this. It's just
with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna love somebody, bro,
love is such a huge thing. It's like it takes a lot of time. You know, even with like not even with not loving a person. It's like loving something, like loving this podcast.
Do you think
like it takes time?
I'd be love bombing.
Do you think there's requirements of love? Do you think there's requirements for love, or you feel like love is like you can't help it?
Yeah, exactly. You think you can't help it? Like, I don't know. It just depends.
I don't like even.
So, what would y'all rank that?
It depends. Honestly,
yeah.
Lindo, this hard ass like.
I'm gonna give it a B.
Talking about it,
I'm gonna give it a B. A B. I'm gonna give it a B.
B.
Yeah. All right. That brings like a segue to the next question. I love you like very early. Like I'm talking.
You're never gonna hear from me again.
First week.
What?
You're never gonna
hear from first me week.
Damn.
Bro.
I promise you that.
First week she drops that L word.
Yeah. You're never gonna hear from me again.
Y'all so smooth in the back.
Yeah. You're never gonna hear from me again. I'll keep it P.
He's like, nah.
I'll keep it P and finish the night and be like, wow, that's so sweet. And I'll keep it real cute the whole night. The moment I get home, I'ma block you.
Y'all in a sentimental setting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the first week. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, she probably rubbing your head some shit and be like, I love you. Get out.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna say some dumb shit like, oh, thank you. Or something like that.
I've done it before.
I've literally said thank you to someone saying I love you before.
I feel like you just can't say thank you.
What kind of shit?
I'm not saying I'm the best person in the world, bro. What the fuck? But like, what the fuck else am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Get out.
So that's pretty bad. You would say that's like pretty bad.
I have told a woman, no, you don't. Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna say her name, but we were in JCPenney's.
JCPenney's crazy.
Yeah, it was me, her, and her mom. It was me, her, and her mom. We were shopping, and her mom was shopping, and she went to go look at the frames, like the things. So she went to the other aisle. She's like, I've been wanting to tell you something for a long time. I'm like, what's up, baby? Talk to me. What's good? We've been together for like a month. She was like, I love you. And then I was like, no, you don't. And she started crying in this fucking JCPenney's. And she was like, who are you to tell me how I feel? And I was like, no, I'm saying you think you love me. You don't love me. I'm saying, like, I'm in this JCPenney's trying to explain this girl's emotions. I'm like, no, you've just, like, never had someone treat you like this, so you think you love me, but in reality, you just really like me. And then her mom hits the corner. She's like, why is she crying? Oh, I'm like, because no. I'm trying to explain to what's her face. And her mom got mad at me because I'm literally sitting there. I'm like, I'm trying to explain to her that she says she loved me, but she don't love me. She's like, who are you to tell my daughter? I'm like, bro, ma'am, we've been together for a month.
I'm like, yo, we in JCPenney's.
Yeah, like, what's up? Like, I'm trying to tell her she don't love me. She thinks she do, but she don't, bro. Like, I was also, like, the first guy she ever talked to. So she never really experienced. She don't know what it really, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell her, but.
That brings me to the next
one. I ended up blocking her, like, a week later.
That's like, what would you rank that? Like, that's a F.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The L word scares me. All I have commitment issues.
Never has been in a relationship.
Huh?
Never has been in a relationship.
Start them right.
That's a C, because some women just don't want to be in a relationship because they locked in.
Never been
worried about school and money and shit like that. So they ain't really, you know, whoop whoop. And they hear all these horror stories about their friend's relationship. They probably don't want to waste their time.
If they saying that they never been in a relationship and they start talking to you, they capping. All right, because you've been in some type of relationship. Stop it. All right, but if it looks like that, then shoot, get them right. Because they probably ain't never did nothing with nobody, too, and that's rare. So get them right.
Get them right.
You know what I'm saying? That might be a keeper.
Damn. You want a first-timer?
Why wouldn't you?
True. Oh,
okay. Top five.
True.
Top five.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot. You want somebody that's been on Sesame Street and what's it call it? Or
you say you want a used car or a new car? Headass. Headass.
You want
that's, so, that's fucked.
You
that's
want
fucked.
A 2006 Mitsubishi or
Mitsubishi. You want
a 2024?
I'm not gonna say
bro, I'm not getting into that conversation because next question. Next question, bro.
See, y'all boys see it. Y'all boys
tell. He trying to get us canceled, bro. Next question, bro.
Y'all tell all y'all blemishes, bro. I swear, y'all funny as hell, bro.
Hey, fuck it. Let's talk about it. Fuck all that. Now I'm on that shit. All right, exactly. So let's talk about it. Hey, nah, you got to say your piece.
No. What?
You got to say your piece up first. Because Zeus was about to say something.
No, I cut you off.
I said don't say it so you don't get canceled. You was about to say something.
I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on, actually.
Because he's referring to basically saying, like,
what
you want you
a version or like someone who's never done nothing
bodies yeah or less.
Exactly and so
okay moving on
yeah exactly right, exactly
wow. Let's go. All
right, has a very specific coffee order, like super specific.
Oh, don't nobody give a fuck
about no damn coffee.
You're right.
I actually drink matcha.
Zeus had us going to his coffee shop the other day and I was like, oh, all right.
What about extremely indecisive?
I'm indecisive, so I can't complain.
Dude, me too.
Yeah, we noticed that. We was in the store. We was looking at donuts. We didn't know what we wanted to get.
we spent 20 minutes in this damn liquor store yesterday. We know.
Oh, yeah. With Dibble, bro, 100%. This man will get the most weirdest looking bottle, bro. Like, instead of just getting Jose Cuervo. Like,
man, I want to try new shit, bro. Like, I'm 21, bro. I never know what I want,
dog. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to hold you.
Man, at least you ain't a guy that drink Four Locos.
Mm. Yeah, oof. No.
Jesus.
I know someone.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know someone.
That's okay. Crazy.
Got.
Is that it for our list?
What's the thing for the debate show?
Nah, we got a lot.
Defender debate?
Yeah. Ooh, what about this?
Because we ain't doing none of those yet.
Parents track their location.
Never gave a fuck.
Yeah, that's not something that I have something to say about.
You want you parents know? That don't care or do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never gave a fuck.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, okay, my parents, well, my mom, sorry. So my mom has my location.
Oh, yeah, mine does too.
And, like, I don't necessarily care if she does. She don't tell me anything. She just worry about my safety.
Just imagine being good. A loser I saying think that's a your mom still has your location. Yeah. You're a loser. Why do you need to say that?
Yeah,
that's the same guy that lives in their mom's house, yeah, exactly. Mom's basement, bro.
Like, why
that's
does your saying. Mother have your location? Like, you're a loser.
Yeah, I think.
What makes you say that?
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's a good safety thing. Like, yeah, your mom care about it's your existence, man. That's the hell exactly. Ain't bothering me.
W parents, yeah. Green flag. You know. Let's see. Smokes. Like cigarettes.
Shit, I mean, cigarettes?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Okay,
cancer
hold
sticks?
Hold on,
cancer sticks.
Hold on. It's an F instantly. What are you
out.
Talking about? Hold up.
What's a, what, no, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's a fat no, of course.
Okay. What are you defending right here?
Well, it's
weed.
No, weed is
no,
awesome.
That's off the table. It's cigarettes.
It's cigarettes.
Get out.
Cancer sticks.
Get out.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Kissing me tasting like Newport, nigga. I'm good.
Yeah. I feel like
a bag of Newport, bro.
I feel like
or black.
You could smoke, but like you just can't have that like stench on me. You feel me?
It's a cigarette. It will be on her.
Yeah, it's
yeah. But like, if she fixes herself,
my nigga.
I don't know.
There's
I,
no bail on
honestly,
this.
Honestly, like, I don't really care, but like at the same time, I do. Mm. It's like you can smoke cigarettes, but then at the same time, like, I don't fuck with it.
I'm gonna give you like a
I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Be, you just gotta be willing to be okay with being classified as an auntie after that.
Yeah,
like, you're, like I'm calling you auntie. Hey, you're not just, my girl no more. You're an auntie.
You're just clocking in a few years early. You know?
Yeah, yeah, you know
what
I mean. That's you're it. 20 smoking cigarettes. What type of stress?
Like,
you
what's,
got,
what's
my
going
nigga?
With you? Like, this not back in.
You
the
ain't
day.
Even got no mortgage or nothing like that. The fuck you stressed out about like that?
Like, what you think you gonna hand out a cigarette and then somebody come with a lighter? Like, hold it out. Like,
it ain't as sexy as they portrayed on the TV.
What's the next?
Bad at driving.
Every girl's bad at driving.
No.
Oh, my God.
Shouts out to South Florida. I know some real good. It, a lot. The best job for me, if you're a female and you're from South Florida, I know you know how to drive. If they got that one little arm up and they drop, they slide.
No, I do know this shorty back home. I'm not going to say her name because that's mad fat. But she in Orlando. I'm going to send her the scene when it's cut. But she drove. Bro. I pissed myself almost one time in the car with her.
See.
But like she drives so crazy, but she's so locked in and confident that it looks crazy to you if you're the passenger. But what? To her, it's light. Like she's like riding niggas' asses type shit. Like boom, switching lanes. Like she's doing dumb shit and she's driving and her head is like all the way down here. She rolling a blunt, driving.
That's
bro, yeah, bro. She's so like fucking nice with that shit.
Like I'll just be passenger princess. Like whole, go ahead, turn that corner.
Yeah,
There's a homie of mine in New York, bro. This is my first time in New York, bro. I was staying with my boy Jose. Big shout out to Jose if he watches this episode, bro. Tell me how I saw this man driving in the highway to drop me off at the airport while rolling up.
No,
while rolling
I'm telling
up,
you, bro. Niggas
and
elite.
He's like driving like
that's elite.
80
that's elite,
miles
bro.
Per hour.
That's elite.
I'm just like, yo, you don't wanna like. Want me to roll that?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It's crazy.
That's elite.
And they're typically super confident. Like,
yeah.
Switching lane, all that shit.
You seen that video when that boy was driving and rapping to that song? Started from the bottom, now we way up.
and the scenes is going fast as fuck. It's zooming next
bro,
to him, bro.
Zooming. He was zooming. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bro.
You like ripping that video. Like, started from the
bottom. Now we way up. So there was he was zooming
on the highway.
He was at least doing 100, bro. At least. At least, bro.
Like, that's elite. That's
oh
elite.
God.
Use elite. For sure.
Oh, I gotta pull that. Oh shit. Sorry. I gotta pull that up. That was so
bro,
funny.
How did we not do the debate shit, bro?
We at least
we're,
gotta do like
we're
one.
Pretty much, we're pretty much done with all
yeah,
these
bro.
Questions.
How did we not do the debate shit?
Yeah, we gotta like, do one, we gotta do one or two so we get in the pod.
Yeah, it's gotta be a crazy ass take though. It can't be no dumb shit like
we can't say Drake.
Like Beyonce ain't even the top 5 women singer all time.
What?
Oh
shit! You just right,
that's not a crazy take to me.
Way.
Performer?
You just did.
She's number one, but vocals? She's not number one. She's not even top 5.
What?
I can name 5 better vocalists as a woman than Beyonce right now.
Name it.
I'm not gonna lie.
Right now?
Yeah. Name it.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I ain't gonna lie, Lindo. You had to put out a phone.
Not what you talking about.
No, off top.
Fucking Celine Dion. Listen, bro. I'm gonna go through my library, bro. That's all it takes, bro. I can name some right now.
That was crazy.
Bro, I don't know. It's not a crazy take. I'm trying to tell you, it's not a crazy take.
You name Celine.
it's not a crazy take.
Bro, I was about to get targeted by the whole world.
Nah, bro. I said performer, she's number one, bro. But we're talking about vocalist, she's not.
All right. I'm the only thing I'm gonna say against Beyonce because I love Beyonce. The only thing I'm gonna say against her is that I enjoy Rihanna's music more than Beyonce.
Okay, so now with that being said,
that's all I'm
gonna say. My top five right now: Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Adele. Celine Dion.
Yo!
Wait. There's more. And Amy Winehouse.
I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
Vocalist.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's talking about like overall
vocals,
formatted
vocal range. Yeah. Beyonce is not top 5. We're talking
bro,
about
Beyonce
as a performer. So you're fucking wilding.
Nah, bro.
You're fucking wilding.
Nah, Beyonce is top 5.
There's
bro.
Better vocalists than Beyonce out there right now.
Bro,
you're bugging.
Bro. Who's you like out
name a track right now where Beyonce really busting the vocals like that for real?
She on stage doing it.
That's a performer. Bro, performer, she's all time number one.
So you talking about on songs or performing? I'm talking about
vocal range, like hitting notes.
Vocal range on stage or on a song?
On a song, on stage, bro. There's better one. There's better women out there.
Nah,
there, bro.
Now this is a debate.
You're bugging, bro.
Nah, I don't know, bro. Cause she be hitting them bitches. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't really. I'm not going to say no Beyonce song on this podcast.
Bro, I'm trying
I'm not
to say
no global.
If we're talking about performer, yes, bro. Who run the world, the whole tour, all that shit. She's number one. Yeah, nobody's bodying her.
Bro, she been singing since a kid. Y'all tripping.
If we're talking about vocal range, there's women better than her all time.
Bro, Beyonce, became Beyonce because of her vocal range.
No, she became Beyonce because of her performance, bro. Her fucking tours are insane. The way she's dancing on stage.
Beyonce, you're not gonna become Beyonce. You're not gonna become Beyonce if you can't sing.
I feel like that, bro. Fucking
no,
bro.
This nigga's old. No, I'm gonna stop you right there.
You're
no,
one.
You're not gonna become a Beyonce phenomenon if you don't know how to sing. Bro, you just named all those people on your list. Ain't none of them bigger than Beyonce, nigga. Ain't none of them bigger than Beyonce.
They're not bigger than Beyonce because guess what? Tour.
No, there ain't no tour. This not Michael Jackson. I don't want a tour. This not Michael Jackson.
So name one song where Beyonce really hitting good vocals. Right?
Bro, you sing, really good vocals. She got hella songs. She got really good
name
vocals.
One. Name sweaty, one. Right, bro. Now. Sweaty. Name one right now.
I think it's getting me tight.
Name one right now. No, name one right now. We'll play this song and then we'll play a song for the artist that I'm going to pick.
Hold on. Really good vocals.
And you better
lot.
Not violate because I'm going to pick a good song. Hold on. Boy, you better pick a good one, boy.
Hold on.
You better pick
really,
a good one.
She got really good songs, so that's what made me think.
When she hits good notes. Name one right now.
When she hits good notes.
And you can't even name them off the top
Ego.
Of your
head. I'm just playing, bro. Out of all songs, I say Ego.
I can't even name a song off my head for Beyonce where she hitting vocals for real. Like,
bro, I like Party.
Party's
we
good.
Like to party.
Yeah, but we she's like not to
hitting,
party.
But she's not hitting notes on that song for real, though.
What?
Like, Love on Top, she's kind of hitting
bro,
notes
Bro,
was
she
a
like,
bit.
I don't care what they say. No, she's hitting notes.
Halo, she's hitting notes.
True.
Yeah. That's a song where she's hitting notes.
Yeah.
But now, if we get Adele into the conversation, she has like almost all her. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Okay. Thank you. I see your point. I know what he was talking about
from the first moment. That's what I'm saying. She's not top five, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all. I think she's overrated.
I'm no Beyonce
Is she not
Dick
top
Rider.
Five? Who's five in front of Beyonce though? Don't say that. Don't do that list.
So you're wait. Listen.
I can agree with you on some shit with Adele. On some shit.
So Beyonce's vocals are better than Whitney Houston. Look me dead in the eye right now
Beyonce's
and tell
vocals?
Me her vocals are better than Whitney Houston. Do not do this, bro.
As far as high note, yes. As far
Beyonce.
As, hey, high note. Hey,
he,
bro,
is
the, bro.
He is defending his
bro.
Boo
cut
with
the,
life.
Cut Whitney, the tape, he's laced.
Whitney Houston.
Cut the tape, he's laced.
Bro, Whitney Houston. Laced. No, Whitney Houston can hit very high notes. Let's stop thinking that high notes is the only thing of sound with singing.
And that's why it's I separated just, the topic. I said there's performer, then there's vocal range, and there's singing. I said as a vocal range artist, Beyonce is not top five.
But I don't agree with that five, though. I can probably go with it with Houston. A five?
Beyonce is top five in every category.
You think Beyonce is a better vocalist?
Aretha Franklin?
They're going to tear you a new one when they pull this
Aretha Franklin. I am every woman Aretha Franklin.
Wait, you said, wait. You said Whitney Houston.
Who is that?
Whitney Houston.
Okay, I kind of agree.
Bro,
no, yeah,
you.
I know.
Whitney Houston
I kinda
can
agree.
Fucking sing.
I forgot about Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's Whistle Tone. Bro,
I'm going to hear that All I Want for Christmas shit. Don't hit me with All I Want for Christmas shit.
There's other songs where Mariah's hitting notes, though.
What other ones? The ones you talk about Eminem? Come on, stop it. Stop it, bro. Come on, bro. Like,
bro,
stop doing this.
I'm not
going to
lie. We're going
to
have a field day with this.
Oh, wait. This is not a female, but Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why I said all-time.
Who's
warning.
The nigga that say, I see trees of green?
Wait, ain't that a... I don't want to be incorrect. Is it Louis. Freddie Mercury?
No.
Freddie
Mercury?
No, it's Louis Armstrong.
I'm way off.
Do you know who Freddie Mercury is?
Yeah, hold on. If we're going to talk about male artists,
there's
do
no
y'all believe
way.
That Chris Brown is the MJ of our time?
Chris Brown's the GOAT. Stop it.
Y'all believe
Chris you're making bodies drop
who's
like
better?
That?
Who's better?
Same thing.
Oh. Who's better? I said of not our Usher, time.
Of our time. MJ.
Of our Usher, time. MJ is a different generation.
It's Usher our time.
Oh, no. Freddie Mercury's the guy from Queens.
Yeah.
It's Usher our time. No, it's
Chris Brown. I'm sorry. I'm kind of drunk. I go.
It's Chris Brown, the Michael Jackson of our time.
Not Michael Jackson. Let's not put that word is not used freely.
I don't think you're processing the question. The impact of MJ in that generation, right? Uh-huh. Who is doing that for our generation? Who's that
as
guy
far
for
as
our
dancing
generation?
Singing is it Chris Brown or I'll say yes because he can sing, dance, and deliver with music videos and shit. Girls go crazy over him and shit. Like I feel like Chris Brown.
I think Drake. I'm just playing.
Not Drake.
I'm playing.
What about y'all listen to reggaeton?
Yeah, reggaeton, of course. Yeah, of course.
Who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT?
Speak wisely, because you know they
that's so hard. I don't.
Bad Bunny is not even top five.
I mean, of course, Bad Bunny would have to be top. I was gonna say Bad Bunny would have to be top five.
He said not.
He's not.
Why?
You can name five artists like more impactful than Bad Bunny right
now. Yeah, of course.
So then he's not top five.
I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, no.
When we go out.
Wait, sorry.
Say is Bad Bunny. Not gonna lie. Play Bad Bunny.
Yeah, play Bad Bunny,
bro. Top five. What all time like reggaeton artists like all that shit. Bad Bunny.
I can't hear you. What's up, Sam?
You got Bad Bunny in your top five as far as like reggaeton music.
Of course. As a DJ, he's top five.
Okay.
Definitely top five.
What about DJ Khaled? I'm just
playing. No. -200.
I'll just play.
I would say like you got Don Omar. You got who else?
Tiny.
Tiny's a producer.
Oh yeah. But his work is still awesome.
You got Karol G, which is a Latin female artist. Fade, Bad Bunny.
We're talking about all time. I think
of all time.
We're talking about all time. That's why I'm saying Bad Bunny's not in
that. Bad Bunny would have to be the fifth person.
Yeah, he's the fifth person.
He would have to be the fifth person in
there. Damn, already.
There's definitely four more impactful artists in Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you got like the ghosts, like Wisin Yandel. You got like fucking Don Omar had to be top five.
That's pretty impressive though.
But that still makes Bad Bunny impressive that he's even in that
debate.
He's
in that debate.
He's just starting out for
that's
real.
impressive
that's good.
That makes Puerto Ricans very proud.
Also, yes. I got Nickelodeon over Disney Channel.
Nickelodeon over Disney. Get out. What about out.
This is the end of it.
What about when you get throw Cartoon out. Cartoon Network into
Cartoon Network ain't even in that discussion for real.
What are you talking about? What the hell are you
talking
about?
Like Adventure Time, regular show?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
Adventure I put Cartoon Time, Network in front of Nickelodeon.
I'm saying they're not in that conversation because like Nickelodeon had like Drake and shit like that, and then Disney Channel had like That's a Raven and shit like that. Cartoon Network strictly like cartoons and shit.
I'm not gonna lie.
In their own category. Like they went in that shit.
Live
shit. Yeah, Cartoon Network.
But was Nickelodeon popping way more than Disney Channel when they shit was coming out though? No. Because they had Disney XD, too.
Yeah.
Disney XD was garbage.
They had, like, a whole...
Yo, stop it. Stop it. Get out.
Where's Disney XD now?
Gone. True. Yeah.
Thank you. It had a nice
all
little
those
run.
Platforms.
They were so lit. They had to have
Wachowski, all that shit. That was a good run. It was cute.
Do you remember...
Living like Maddie.
Kicking It.
Bro, Lab Rats,
was that on,
bro.
Oh, Kicking It was fire.
Kicking
What was that
you.
On? Was that on Disney
That was on Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, Disney X.
Zeke and Luther was tough. I fucked with Zeke and Luther.
They even had Disney Junior, nigga. Come on, bro. You only had Nick Junior and Nick at Night.
What about Adult Swim? So that's Cartoon Network, though.
That's Cartoon Network. I love Adult Swim, bro.
Cartoon Network.
Robot Chicken was tough.
The thing I liked about Adult Swim, the further you got through the night, the weirder it got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
why is that? Why is that?
Because
it's Adult Swim, bro.
Yeah, it's Adult Swim.
No, it was weird. It was just... But my favorite was Hunger Teen,
Aquaforce.
Aquaforce. But Fribo and like Meat Wad and.
I like King of the Hill.
Yeah.
You're top five for that. I ain't gonna lie. All right, so y'all seen the movie Bad Boys?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so Bad Boys or Rush Hour?
Oh, who said this question?
That's not a bad one. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I think that's pretty even.
Bad Boys or Rush Hour?
I like Rush Hour.
Bad Boys.
I got Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Damn.
I got Rush Hour. I thought Bad Boys was mid when I watched it.
I got Rush Hour. And that's bad because I'm from South Florida and like how it, what to call it? Like they shot it in Miami. But is keeping you intrigued with it, like, and like funny and stuff like that. I feel like they kind of like it was up and down. Like, you could probably go to sleep in one of the Bad Boys.
I thought it was mid when I watched it. I'm not gonna lie.
I say Rush Hour.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Rush Hour was very iconic too.
I don't even watch movies anymore. Yeah, to be honest.
Like, for real.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Well, shit.
Well, we're like 50 minutes into the episode, Jesus so Christ. I think we should call it an episode. It's been great. This is episode 15. You know,
we love the Ottawa.
It's been so much fun.
The
Ottawa.
Say it again.
We love the Ottawa. All
right. It's been real. Stay cooked.
Stay cooked, y'all boys. Oh my God. Make sure you do cook.
Yep. Saves money.